This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from the Aircraft Electronics Association meeting in Dallas, Texas. I'm in the Decrane Aerospace Audio International booth, and I'm talking to Marcus Garrett. Marcus, you've got some interesting, intriguing products for the iPod here. Tell us a little bit about it.
Sure. Obviously, an iPod device is something that the aviation community finds as a personal entertainment device. And so we're trying to bring that experience into the aircraft with a couple of different options that we have available. One is available today, and it's an aux in port data panel that allows a customer to bring on their iPod device, plug into this port panel, and then be able to take that audio and video into the Audio International IFE CMS system and be able to carry forward their experience in the aircraft during flight.
They can take that iPod using that wiring, that architecture, into other types of entertainment systems as well?
It would basically be viewed as an open architecture device because it is a standard composite video.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And how does it, which iPods does it accommodate, and how do you plan to accommodate changes in iPods, which they seem to come out with a product about every year or so?
Sure. Right now, this particular interface would handle all iPods available on the market today, anything from a Nano to the new iPhone devices. In the future, we are developing a new cradle design that will then allow customers to provide integrated control from their iPod remotely through the cabin management system. So in that cradle design, we're going to have availability to be able to support all the different iPod devices.
Okay, so we're looking at a picture of that, and that looks like it might be in a seat rest or something?
It could be mounted into multiple locations, possibly an entertainment cabinet in the galley area, or even at the VIP seat, for example, on the side ledge. It's a small cradle design. It does have a small service loop that will allow then the iPod to be plugged in and then docked, if you will, into this cradle design. And then once it's in there with the audio-video output and the control scheme that we have, we're going to be able to provide full integrated control of your iPod device from the IFE entertainment system.
Now, if that's an iPhone, would it have phone capability as well?
It would only use the audio-video portion of the iPhone, yes, sir.
Now, eventually, as this system matures, you'll be able to control that remotely through some kind of a GUI interface?
That is correct. We actually are demonstrating that here at the show.
And does that work wirelessly, or is it wired through the aircraft system?
Currently today, that is a wired topology for control.
And what's the status of approval and availability for these products?
The interface that we spoke about initially is available today. We sell those quite regularly, and it's very popular and been well-received in the marketplace. The new iPod SkyPlay docking station cradle design that we have will be available later this year.
Okay, and what kind of costs are we talking about in these? Do we have numbers yet?
Right now, our cost models are still being developed for the particular offering, for the new offering.
Okay, great. Thanks very much.
Okay, thank you.
We've been talking to Marcus Garrett at Decrane Aerospace Audio International at the AE Show in Dallas, Texas. It's Paul Bertarelli reporting. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.